Okay, we're on Yud Dalet on the page, towards the bottom. Amar of Meir, Medivreim Lomadnu. So, from the fact that we see now that Rabbi Hanina Skana Kohanim said that they never refrained from burning something that was a shlishi and making it a sheni, and Rabbi Akiva added that they also burn things together, a shlishi to a rishon. So, Nidivrayim Lomadnu, from that we learned that you can burn Truma Tmeya and Truma Tahora on Erev Pesach together. So Mara says, Nidivrayim Deman. Whose words did they learn that from? That you could burn Truma Tmeya together with Truma Tahora on Pesach, on Erev Pesach. Ilei Medivrichad Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. If you learned this from the what Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim said, Mi Dami. Hashem Tamei V'Tamei, Hachator V'Tamei. All he said was that something with a lesser amount of tumah can be burned with something with a greater amount of tumah. But that you can take something tar and burn it with something tamei, where do we see that? The Elamid of Rabbi Akiva, Mi Dami. Hashem Pasul V'Tamei, Hachator V'Tamei. And if you say, well, learn it from Rabbi Akiva, is also impossible. Rabbi Akiva is talking about Truma. Truma, Shlishi, is possible. And you're making him into something Tomei. But it was possible to begin with. Here, it's Tar and Tomei. Something completely Tar that you're now making Tomei. Who said Rabbi Akiva would agree with that? Name a Kasabi. So Neima, the Sober of Imeir Masnisen, Ba'ad Hatuma Dioraisa, the Vlad Hatuma Dorabanan, the Midoraisa Tor Ma'alya. So therefore, let's assume that when Rameo said, Midivreyim Lomadnu, that he learned that the mission is talking in a case of an Ad Hatuma that's Dioraisa. Okay? And even though most Avos Hatuma are Dioraisa, Tosus points out, there are Avos Hatuma, things that have a din of an Av Hatuma, that are only the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan made them like an Av Hatuma. So, Av Hatuma D'Oraisa, and a Vlad Hatuma D'Rabbanan. And the Vlad is not talking where it's Tomei Min HaTomei. The Vlad is talking about either a Sheni, or a Shlishi in Kodesh, or a Shlishi in Truma, that is only the Rabbanan. And it's possible to have Rashi explain what's a Vlad the Rabbanan, and therefore you're taking something that's only Tomei Min HaTorah, and you're making it Tomei Min HaTorah. And Lagabi the Doraisa, something that's Tomei Min HaTorah is Tor Lagamre. It's completely Tor. Could be even more than that. I'm not sure about this. But just like we find that by Yisurei the Rabbanan, there's no such thing as an Isur Chepta. It's only an Isur Gavre. Right? In other words, Chazer is Asur, and the Chazer itself becomes a piece of Issa. The Chazer itself intrinsically is Asur. But when the Torah, when the Rabbanan came along and said that you can't eat milk and chicken cooked together, so the milk and the chicken is an Asur. It's Asur for you to eat it. But the thing itself doesn't become a Chetz of Issa. It's only an Issa Gavra, an Issa the Rabbanan. The Mela Tumah the Rabbanan could be the same thing. The thing itself remains 100% Tar. You have to treat it as if it's Tameh. It's your Hanhaga. But it's not that the Rabbanan can't create a Metzias. They can tell you what to do. And therefore, Klape D'Oraisa, this Truma is 100% Tar. You have to treat it as if it's Tameh. If it's a Pasul, whatever. But it's Tar 100% in its Chetza. So therefore, if you know that you can burn something that's possible in the Rabbanan together with something that's Tomei Min HaTorah, then it's just the same thing as burning it when it's completely Tar. Because Klapi the Truma is the same thing. It's Tar. Klapi the Kodesh, it's Tar. Just Klapi your Hanhaga, how you have to deal with it, is a different story. Could be. Could be a further explanation of why something that's Tomei Min HaTorah is exactly as if it would be Tar. Rashi. In my midivrehem, midivre Rabbi Chanina Shkana Kohanim. And where do we learn this from? From the words of Rabbi Chanina Shkana Kohanim. And Rabbi Akiva too. Both of them are talking about a case where it's only a Vlad the Rabbanim. Or Rabbi Chanina Shkana Kohanim specifically was talking about a Vlad. He's talking about a Vlad that's the Rabbanim. Rashi. And why is it saying midivrehem? No, so we're learning it from the words of Rabbi Chanina Shkana Kohanim. He learned that we said it's talking about a Vlad, making a Shlishi Kodesh into a Sheni. But that Shlishi Bakodesh was only Tomei Midrabanan. And Rabbi Akiva agrees to that. He just adds on to that. So from both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chanina Shkana Kohanim, in the case of the Vlad of Kodesh, we would learn that you're allowed to burn Truma to Ora with Truma to Meya Erev Pesach. Okay, Rashi. Neima Kesavar of Meir, Midayolet Midivrayim. Since Rav Meir does learn from Rabbi Chanina Shkana Kohani and Rabbi Akiva, Kesavar Masnishim to Rabbi Chanina, Bosa Shenikma Be'av HaTumah, Diktani Be'av HaTumah Doraisa. That he must have learned that the Mishnah that says that Rabbi Chanina Shkana Kohani reported that basa that was nitma with an avatuma, it means an avatuma deraisa. The whole avatuma deraisa, which is all avos atuma, are deraisa. Ava basa shenitma v'vlad atuma, diktani, but that which is said, that you can be matami it with something, you can matami something that was matami with a vlad atuma, and the Gemara said it means vlad, a secondary vlad, that's only a tumah derabbana. You'd have to learn that that's the case. Kigon kli shenikma b'mashdi. What would be a vlad atumah derabbana? A kli that became tamei because of tamei mashkin. The midoraisa ain't oklin umashkin metamin kli. Min atora, only a person can be metamei a kli. But oklin umashkin can't be metame kale. They can only be metame, what's it called, other ochlim or mashkin. She ain't ochl masa avatuma. Because a kli can only become tame from an avatuma, a sheretz, a human being. But something that's a rishon matuma or lower can't be metame kale in a Torah. Rabbanim gozru, she umashkin metame kli, mishu mashke zava zava, she ain't avatuma. To go roko meni ragla. The Rabbanim made xera that all mashkim are matame kelim. Because we're afraid you'll mix them up with a mashke that's the oraisa, that's an avatuma, which is meme hazav. What's it called? The spit of a zav. Or other liquids that come out of his body have a din of an avatuma. And they are matame kelim. So the Rabbanim made across the board all liquids are matame kelim. All liquids that are tummy, on the tummy cable. The parak hamad nida, that we find in the first parak of nida. The high basar, nitma ba'oso kli, to have a vlad the rabbanan. And this basar became tummy from that kli. So that kli was a vlad hatuma, and now it what you call is matami basar. So the whole tuma was only the rabbanan. So this basar is a vlad, it's a shlishi, the Kodesh Midrabanan. And it was in the Mitame now by an Avatuma, the Oraisa. And it becomes now a Sheni. So what's a Risha? Right. Okay. The Amashkim Hoyu Vlad Atuma, Bakli, he Vlad, the Rabbanan. And the Oraisa Torah, and the Torah is 100% Torah. And like we explained, it's not just that Minat Torah it's Torah. It's tar completely. Even the Rabbanim, it's really tar, except you have to treat it as if it's tummy. The Rabbanim can't make something tummy. The high basar, shenase shlishi ayodo, tar gomer minatoro. That basar, that, what's it called, that became a shlishi, is also minatoro tar. It's only tummy mid Rabbanim. Vashmir, Rabbi Chanina, The kiven the ikar lo truma to rabbanon mitamin lo the rishon deoraisa. You're allowed to mitamin with a rishon deoraisa and make it a sheni. And that's exactly like making something that's tahar tameh, because it lies it is tahar from matora. So therefore, from there we learn that you can burn truma tahara and truma tameya on erev Pesach together. My midivrayim the Rameir, who is Rameir referring to when he says midivrayim, midivrayim bechanina, the truma tahora b'sheishos, dam yalahu d'shlishi, the tar d'oraisa, the tamei d'rabbana. Rashi says that in the sixth hour, right, when normal people burn their chametz, like Tosus explains, because maybe he's talking the seventh hour when it's also in the Torah. No, most people burn their chametz in the sixth hour when it's only Asr Midrabanan. So now you have Truma Tahora, that's Asr Midrabanan. And that's similar to something that's Tamei Midrabanan. And you can burn the Tamei Midrabanan together with the Tamei D'Oraisa. So too, you can burn something that's Asr Midrabanan, Truma, that's Asr Midrabanan, anyway you can't eat it, with something that's, what's it called, Tamei D'Oraisa. That's the connection. And Rameir holds, we compare Isser Darabonon to Tuma Darabonon. Since in both cases, you're not going to be able to eat it, so if you're allowed to be Matame, that Truma, that anyway you can't eat, even though the reason you can't eat it is only Madarabonon. And like we added, and even though you can't eat it, right, that's not something in the Truma. It's something in the person. Still, you're allowed to burn it. This truma also is mutter min haTorah till the seventh hour, and asher min haRabbanan in the sixth hour. The kiven dashmina Rabbi Chanina, the metamin and tuma haRabbanan, the tuma haOraisa, the metamin le haRabbanan, ochel es ochel, metamin and nami truma tahora, dashirin min haRabbanan, the tuma the truma tmei haOraisa, the lo metamin lo el min haRabbanan, the ein ochel metamin ochel el min haRabbanan. And Shmav is a similar case. First of all, we have two ochlim, one d'oraisa, and one that's tamei d'rabbanan, and the whole truma that one can do to the other is only d'rabbanan. Because ein ochel matamei ochel min haTorah. So you're allowed to be matamei min d'rabbanan with a truma d'oraisa, a truma of d'rabbanan. So too, you're allowed to matamei with a truma d'oraisa, something that's tahar, right? But asher midrabanan. And the tumah will only be a drabanan, because ain't ochel matame ochel, ela midrabanan. So it's exactly the same case. Except that Rav Meir says that something that's not edible because it's asher is similar to trumor or kachim that are not edible because it's tame, midrabanan. That's the Rav Meir's chiddush. That's what Rav Yossi, we'll see later, argues and says, no, you can't compare something that's usher to eat because it's tamei midrabanan to something that's usher to eat because it's usher midrabanan. Isser and tumah don't go together. Okay. Re'omer Eish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapora. So Eish Lakish said, no, you don't have to go that far and say that it's talking about a vlad vlad rabanan. In order to make Rabbi Meir come out and say that you can learn, therefore, that you can burn Truma Tahora, that's Asher Midrabanan, together with Truma Tameir. You can learn it more partially. Omer Eish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapora, Masnishin Ba'af HaTumah D'Oraisa, Vlad HaTumah D'Oraisa. No, you could even learn the Mishnah that both of them in HaTorah. Umay Midivrehem, and what does it mean Midivrehem? Now, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva are not the same like we asked before. Here it's Pasul and Tamei, according to Rabbi Akiva. Here it's Tamei and Tamei. But in the case of Truma Tahor, it's Tahor. Where do we learn that from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim or from Rabbi Akiva? So Rabbi says, no, it's not going back. Rabbi Meir, when he said Midivrehem, is not going back on Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva. They were only brought down, Rashi says, because since we're going to be talking about burning things together, so he mentioned this too. But that's not the continuation of the Mishnah. When Rav Meir says Midivrei, he's talking about a different machlokas, one that's not mentioned in the Mishnah at all. and Rabbi Chanina's Kanakohan, Rabbi Akiva, were just mentioned Agav. They're not really part of the continuation of the Mishnah. So who is the Medivrayim? Medivrei Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. From what Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua argued, you can learn, Gemara is going to say, from one of them, this halacha. Hi, Rabbi Yeshua. So which Rabbi Yeshua can we learn this from? Ilei Mahar Rabbi Yeshua, the following machlok is Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and from Rabbi Yeshua we can infer that you can burn Truma Tahora with Truma Tameya in the sixth hour Erev Pesach. This man, Chodesh of Truma, Shinovet Lo Safik, you have a barrel of Truma, and now it's a Safik whether it's Tameh or Tar. So, Lemaisa, how could you have a Safik if something's Tameh or Tar? Mamasha, Tosas Vitzma. If it's in Rishus HaRabim, Safik is Tar. If it's in Rishus HaYachid, Safik is Tamei. How could it be remain a Safik? So Tosha says it's talking about a case where you have two barrels of Truma and something touched one of them for sure. You don't know which one. So one of them is for sure Tamei. So that you can't learn from Sota. How do we know Safik Tum versus Ayachid is Tamei? We learn from Sota. That what's it called? That a woman who we're not sure if she committed adultery or not. The Safik originated in Rishus HaYachid. She was biyichud with this guy. And she doesn't go through the whole procedure of Mei Sota. She's usher to her husband. So we see that Safik Tuma is Tamei. And was in Rishus HaRabim, it wouldn't be like that. There we have a Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, that Safik Tuma Rishus HaRabim is Tar. So that's only where it's possible that it's possible that it's Tameh. That both things. But if you have a Shaila and it's impossible that both of them be Tameh, only one of them is Tameh, then we don't say that Klal of Safik Tuma Rishus HaYachid is Tameh. That remains a Safik. Because Efshar, that it's impossible both should be in this. They both can't be Tameh. Or something only touch one of them. So that kind of case where it's Efshar Liosemis, it's not Doma L'Sota. That's how Tosfos works. And Rashi learns, that what's it called? That it's talking about a regular case. Person went in, what's it called? It was Sufik, whether a person who was Tamei touched this barrel or not. Regular Sufik. So the Pnei Yeshua explains, even though Sufik Tumer Bershus HaYachid is Tamei, but it's not Tamei Mitambale. It still remains a Sufik. We have to treat it as if it's Tamei. But if Elio would come and tell us that it's really Tahar and be Tahar, it doesn't create a new din of Tuma. It means that because it's a Sufik, you have to treat it as if it's Vada. But it's not Vada. The male, if Elio would come and tell us that, what's it called, that really the person didn't touch, it's Tahar. It's not a new halacha. It's that you have to treat the Sufik as if it's a Vada. But it remains a Sufik. Okay. Let's go on. So it's still only Tumim, he's Sufik. That's a Pnei Yeshua. Okay, so in any case, so the case is like this. Chodesh al Truma, Shinoah the Safik Truma, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Im Hoysim Unachas B'Makam HaTurfa, Yanichena B'Makam HaMutzna. If it's in a vulnerable place, you should put it in a safe place. It shouldn't get more Tame. You still have to protect it from becoming Tame. Since it's only a Safik Tame, maybe it's really Tar, so there's still a din of Mishmeres Trumosai. There's halacha of guarding Truma from becoming Tameh. And since this is only a Safek Tameh, so we learn out, Trumosai, that there's a chiyuv of Shmira both on Tahar and on Tolui and on Safek Tahar. Dimaisa Megula Yechasema. And if it's what's it called, uncovered, you should cover it. That Tameh things don't fall into it. So you're still chayiv to watch it and guard it as if it will be torn. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Im Hoysam Unachas B'Makom HaMutzna, Yanichena B'Makom HaTurfa. If it's in a safe place, you can put it in a vulnerable place. If it's covered, you can Yigalena, you're allowed to uncover it. Mashma, you don't, not Mashma, he holds, you don't have to, what's it called, watch Truma, that is Safik. You only have a Chiyuv to guard Truma, that's Varei Tar. But Truma, that's a Safik, you're not Mechuyev to guard. And you can even indirectly cause that you become tamei. Mi tamei. So from there we learn from Rabbi Yehoshua that you don't have to guard safek, something that's a safek tamei, right? That you could be matamei something that anyway, what's the reason? Because since it's safek, you can't eat it anyway. So something that anyway you can't eat, you don't have to guard the tahara. Like truma, that you can't eat. The whole reason of guarding the truma, the tahara, is to preserve its, the ability to eat it. But when it's also to eat anyway, so then there's no reason to guard it. Similarly, Erev Pesach, when the chametz becomes osur, so you're not allowed to eat it anyway. So you don't have to watch it. Or it says midami, there's no connection. Hashem grama bi'alma, hacha bi'odayim. There you're only indirectly causing it to become tamei. But you're not actually being a tamei. Here you're actually burning it. You're doing something bi'odayim to destroy this truma. I mean, you're doing something bi'odayim to matamei the truma. You're putting it together with truma tamei. You're not just indirectly causing it to become tamei. You are being matamei. Who said that? Rabbi Yeshua would agree to that. Rabbi Yeshua says, you're not mechuyev to guard it, so indirectly you can cause it to become tamei. But the tamei bi'odayim, where do we see Rabbi Yeshua holds that? Rashi? Amar Shlokish, lo sidachak la'okma hachi. No, don't be matrik yourself to say that has to be talking about a vlad the rabbanon. The mind of divrayim the kamer, mi divrayim b'lesh Rabbi Yeshua kamer. When Rabbi Meir said me divrayim, he was not talking about Rabbi Hanina Skana Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva. It's not a continuation of the top of the Mishnah. He's referring to a different case completely that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. The lava mashnishin koi. He's not going back on the beginning of the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir. Ela ba'al makoi. He's mentioning something that's not mentioned in this Mishnah. The Haki Kamer, mi divrei sofrim shamanu shesortim. From a machlokis, the Rabbanon, we learned you're allowed to burn truma tamei with truma tahora erev Pesach. Uman ninu sofrim, Rabbi Elezer Yeshua. Who are these Rabbanon? Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. V'hai edus Rabbi Chanina v'Rabbi Akiva lo shayach gavi Pesach. So if that's the case, what's Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva doing in this Mishnah in Tzafet? If it's a continuation of what we learn to do with Chametz, then it makes sense. Because we learn from these two Tanoim, a law about Chametz, so this is an omission in Tzafet. But if what they said has no bearing on Chametz, then what's it doing in the Mishnah in Tzafet? The boy of Ruya is a sort of Kodesh Tar in Matame Noketla. Since we're going to mention a case where you could burn Truma Tahora or Truma Tamea, so the Rabbi Uravasi mentioned another case where similarly you can burn Kodesh, lesser Tuma, with greater Tuma, even though it really has nothing directly to do with the case of the Mishnah. Shenolad, she'ira, kagon shenichna sotim tamei l'sham, sotik nagaba, sotik lo naga. And a tamei person was around this barrel, and we're not sure if he touched it or not. He's no longer around to ask him. Haturfa hefker. Turfa means a vulnerable place. Place that's hefker, anybody can come and touch it. Yanichenav mokum amutzna. Adayin muzra shmirasa. Rebbe Lezer holds that even though the truma is sotik tamei, and you're not allowed to eat it, still you have to guard it and make sure it doesn't become tamei, for sure. The time of first b'choros, es mishmeres trumosai, shtayim b'mashma. It says, the guarding of my trumos, two. Achas tahor of achas tuyim. One that's tahor, and one that's at least a sotik. The real tamei one, you don't have to guard it. But if it's only a sotik, you still have to guard it. And still, the Rabbanan, the Torah said, you have to guard it. Mishmeres. You're a mekoyev, you have to guard even truma that is safek tamei.
Tloyev to safek is the same thing?
What?
Truma tloyev, the truma safek is the same
thing? Yeah, tloyev means a safek tamei. Okay, tloyev just means you can't burn it, but you can't eat it. It's tamei. Yanichenu b'makom haturfa, kolomar, but Rabbi Yeshua argues, and he says, no, Even if it's in a guarded place, you can put it in an unguarded place. You can indirectly cause it to become tummy. If you want to, you can indirectly cause it to become tummy. Right? Mishmeres doesn't say trumosai. It's what's it called? The way that we have the Masorah to read it is trumosi, singular. Even though the way that it's written could be read trumosai. So we go after the Masorah of how it's supposed to be read and singular. So the only truma you have to watch and guard that shouldn't become tummy is truma tahora. Not truma that's suffic tummy anyway. Since the only thing you can do with Truma Tameya is burn it or use it as fuel, right? You're allowed to be Nehenna when you burn it, right? Since you can't eat it anyway, there's no chiyuv to guard it, then it shouldn't become more tummy. The whole reason of guarding it is for the sake of being able to eat it. And here you can't eat it anyway. Male, the same thing over here. The chametz in the sixth hour is asur. You can't eat it anyway, so therefore you don't have to watch it anymore. That shouldn't become tameh, and you're allowed to burn it together with truma tameh. So where it says not similar. Here Rabbi Yeshua is only matter to do it indirectly. Here we're being matter to do it directly. Who said that Rabbi Yeshua would agree to that? Ella. Ella Horeb Yeshua. Now, it's a different machlokas from Elezra and Yeshua, where we see that Rabbi Yeshua holds that you're even allowed to metame it directly. Disnan, Chobishal Truma, Shanishpura, Begashwa Yona. You have a barrel of Truma, and it was up in the top of what's it called, the Gas, where they press the grapes. There's a barrel up high, and it got broken. And the wine is what's it called is dripping now down. The tachtona chulin tmein, and down below are tomei dika chulin. Okay, which a person can eat if he's not makbid to only eat chulin betara, or when he's tomei he can eat it if he's makbid. So they're still edible. The chulin is edible even though it's tomei. There's no issue to eat chulin tmein. Okay. So that's, what's it called, that is edible. On the other hand, if the truma is going to come down and become tane and mix together with the chulin and is not enough to be mevatelit, then the whole thing is going to be usher and you have a din of truma tomato. Because you can't distinguish where the truma is. And the only thing you're allowed to do with it now is burn it. So you're not going to be able to eat it. It's going to ruin the whole chulin. You're going to destroy the chulin from being able to eat them. So what do you do? So Moda, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Elezer and Yeshua both agree. She'im yochol ha'atzu mimen revius b'tahara yatzu. If you can save a revius of this wine, you won't be able to save all of it. And some of it's going to fall into the chulin and make it awesome. But you can save a revius b'tahara, and that's the sheer of how much you have to guard Truma. Truma less than a revius doesn't have a din of shimur. But from revius on, you have to guard it and make sure it doesn't become tummy. Then both Rabbi Elezer and Yeshua agree that if you can save a revius, then you have to save that revius betara, and even though the rest is going to fall into the chulin and make it what you call tummy, and asher the chulin, tough luck. In love, what happens if you can't even save a revius betara? So are you allowed now to be metame the truma, be a dayan, to save the chulin? Now, all you have is a kli that's tame to put the falling wine into. If you use that kli, you're going to be metame the wine. But if you don't use that kli, it's going to go into the chulin. If you have a kli tahar, and you can save at least revius betara, you have to do that, even though the rest will fall in. But if you don't have a kli tahar, you only have a kli tameh, then what should you do? Then, Rabbi Elezer Omer, teirei v'titma v'al yitamenu b'yad. You can't use your kli tameh to stop the wine from falling into the chulin, because then you're being metameh at b'yadayim. Alamai, leave it, it'll become tameh by itself. but you're chayiv still to watch it as long as it's tar. Even though in the end it's going to become tamei anyway. Better it should become tamei automatically than through your direct intervention.
Why can't you just move the chulin away from under it?
Because you can't move it. It's not. It's connected to the ground.
Okay.
Obviously, if there was a way to save it, you could save it. Talking when there's no other option. These are the two options. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Afi Tamenu Biyad. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. You're allowed to take that Kli Tame and save it from falling into the Chulin. So therefore, you see that Rabbi Yeshua holds that since in the end, it's going to become Asher Tid anyway. It's going to fall into the Chulin and become Tame anyway. So there, you're allowed to do it Biyad. Same thing over here. Since this Chametz is Asher, and you're not allowed to eat it anyway, so you're allowed to matami at the yad. Where it says, Ihachi midivreihem midivarem mivoyelem. What's midivreihem? We don't learn it except from Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer argues. So it's not from both of their words, it's only from one of their words. Why does it say midivreihem? Hachi kamer, mimachlukson shor Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, lamadnu. From the machlokas of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, we can learn from one of them this halacha. But we're learning it from this machlokas. That's called midivreihem. That's called midivreihem. Okay. Tirashi. Chodesh ha-truma b'gashra ilona. Hainu adoshim shogash shekorin mighty. Shanodim b'solcha. This is the top of the, what's it called, the wine press where the grapes are before you press them, so they're up, and then the wine comes down. The tachtona is the bore, right, the reservoir that the wine goes from after it's pressed directly into this bore. In the bore there happened to be chulin tmeim. And the wine in the upper barrel that was pressed is truma tahora. For uyin lo be made tumasa. You can eat it when you're tame. If you're a person who's makbid to eat chulin betara, when you're tame, you can eat chulin tmei. All the mishenu ocho chulin betara. Or somebody who's not makbid to eat chulin betara. It's a chumra. It's a midas chasidus. Not something you have to do. Then tipo truma zula tocho, habele meduma tame. And if this truma is going to fall into the chulin, it's going to become meduma, a mixture of chulin and truma, where there's not enough chulin to be mevatel the truma. And then, it's not 100 times as much, and it's tame. V'lo chazi liYisrael mishum truma, and a Yisrael can't eat it because it's truma. V'afilu tahora, because he can't even eat truma tahora. So there's truma mixed in with the chulin. So Yisrael can't eat it. The lolim kolakoy, you can't even sell it to a kohen. Why? The kivin the tmeyahi asura. Since the mice it's tame, it's asur. Bivamas be'aro makilon shochel truma tmeya over be'ese. Bishorechot ochlenu lezeh hatame v'ator yachtav lovacher. This you can eat, but not truma tmeya. So even a kohen can't eat truma tmeya. What's the most you can do with it is burn it. And the mice, what's it called? You're not going to get a good price for selling something only for fuel. It's going to be a fraction of its price as for food. So basically, you're destroying it. Mother of Elizabeth Yeshua, Alpha Pishanechlaku be'en yachol b'seifa, even though they argue, in the case where you can't save a revius, they agree if you could save a revius, but you have to save it. Modin v'shavin heim b'kach, shim yachol lahatzul mimena revius b'tayra, im yachol lahzer achar kelim tahorim. You have a kli that's tahar, and you can save, you won't be able to save all of it, but you'll be able to put the kli under and save at least a revius, then that's the shear that you're chayiv of shimur on truma tahora, at least a revius. Below you kabel under the kelim tmeim. You shouldn't use kelim tmeim. Use your keli, right? You have a cup that's tahar, and you have a big barrel that's tame. If you use the barrel, you'll save all of it. None of it will fall into the chulin. If you use the cup, you'll save a revius, but the rest is going to fall into the chulin. You have to use the cup. כדי להצלו שחולים שלו יסרד ממנו בהן ויוסרו, אף על פי שבתוך כך ירד ממנו לתוכם ויציבם, לא מתאמין על התרומה משום הצל השחולים. ונת מתאמה לתרומה בידיים to save חולים. So if you have a cup, use the cup even though the rest is going to fall into the chulin. Dimlav, what if you don't have a cup? The only thing you have is tummy. And if you use it, you'll save the chulin. If you don't use it, you're going to lose the chulin. Can you be matame, truma? Then anyway, it's going to become usher, right? The adayim, or do you have to let it happen indirectly? Dimlav, shlo yimtse klitar, the salt soap lituma azlakula, and the end's going to fall into the chulin to may him anyway. Bezu nechlaku Rabbi Eliezer of Yeshua, the Rabbi Eliezer omer, apa pikein teiri v'tikma me'elov, the yatsin ha'chulin, the ha'gitamenu b'yad, k'dei latzila. Rabbi Eliezer still holds that sin, even though the truma is going to become tamei anyway, you can't be metamei it to save the chulin. Because better to become tamei indirectly than you directly be metamei. Rabbi Yeshua omer yitamenu b'yad. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, here you're allowed to go and be metamei it b'yad, save it in the bucket that's tamei, even though you're doing it and you're mitzamei it directly, in order to save the chulin. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, given to sofa le'ibud, shor v'tmui v'yad, since it's going to be anyway lost, you could be mitzamei it v'yad. Same thing over here. Since the chametz is anyway going to be burned, so you're allowed to be mitzamei it and put it together with truma to meir. U'b'pesach no mi lo shno, v'rab meir mit Rabbi Yeshua yolev. Whereas if that's the case, then it's mitvorov, not mitivreya, because you can only infer this from Rabbi Yeshua, not from the lesser. Mimachluk shem l'madu. There's no shari halachic Rabbi Yeshua b'tyrus. The Rabbi Lezer nimnu olav, shalos bo halachic amoso, and make taruru shalachnai b'bob mitziya. Rabbi Lezer was a shmusi. But there's one reason, it's a big beshamai. And also they put him in cherim, because of what he did by taruru shalachnai, that he went against the rabbin because of a baskol. So the halach is not like Rabbi Lezer when it comes to Tyrus and Taharis, and therefore he learned it from Rabbi Yeshua, because the halach is like Rabbi Yeshua. But from this machlokes, we can infer from Rabbi Yeshua in this machlokes, that's called midibreya. Even though we're not learning it from both of them, but we're learning from amongst both of them. Gemara, Jekanami, Itani Moda Rabbi Lezer of Yeshua, Shema Mina. Right, from the fact that it says to a mayor mid Rabbi Yeshua Yolik, we can infer from the fact that it says Umoda Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua mid the Komahader le Rabbi Yosi Einohi min Amida the Moda Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua Bezu Shema Minah Minayu Avi Yolikla Kamei Parich Amei Einohi min Amida. From the end of the Mishnah, what did Rabbi Yosi say? Rabbi Yosi said Einohi min Amida. No, it's not the same. And then Rabbi Yossi said, Umodim, Rabbi Lezer of Yeshua. Who mentioned Rabbi Lezer of Yeshua? Must be that Rabbi Meir was referring to a machlokas of Rabbi Lezer of Yeshua. And Rabbi Yossi, and we could learn from Rabbi Yeshua, his halacha. Rabbi Yossi said, no, it's not similar. But in another case, Rabbi Lezer of Yeshua are molded. Mashma, that Rabbi Lezer of Yeshua had something to do with what the Mishnah is talking about. Okay. Chen Omer of Nachman. Nachman said the same thing. Omer Rabba Baravua, in the name of Rabba Baravua, Masnisen Ba'adatuma Doraisa, Vladatuma Doraisa. Not like we said before, that what's it called, that has to be talking about a Vladatuma Dorabonan, otherwise not similar to Chanina's Kana Kohanin, and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohana, she's talking about a Vlad Tumah Derabanan, then it's similar to something Tar and Tamei Erev Pesach. No, you don't have to say that. You can say it's talking, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva are talking about Doraisus. Umayne Gibrayan and Enochinami. Rabbi Meir didn't learn his din from them. He learned it from a different machlokis of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. Nidiv Rabbi Lezer Yeshua. Just the same thing that we said, Reish Lakish said, Rav Nachman said the same thing. Rashi. Okay. Eishvei Rava l'Rav Nachman. Om Rav Yossi, Ein Hanidin Doma l'Raya. So now the Gemara has a question on this. From Rav Yossi. What did Rav Yossi say? It's not similar. שכשעידו רבושינו על מה העידו? אם על הבושר שנתמה בבלד עתומה, ששורפין עושים הבושר שנתמה באב עתומה, זה תומה וזה תומה. אם על השמן שניסו בתפול יום, שמדליקין עושה בנר, שנתמה בתומה מייס, זה פוסל וזה תומה. אף אנו מודים בתרומה שנתמס בבלד עתומה, ששורפין עושים התרומה שנתמס באב עתומה. אבל איך ניסו בתלויה עם התמיה? Right? When Rabbi Yossi asked on Rabbi Meir, he said beferish that he understood that Rabbi Meir learned this from the Chanias Kana Kohanim, Rabbi Akiva. He said, how can you compare burning Truma Tahora with Truma Tmeya, or Truma Tluya with Truma Tmeya from Rabbi Chanias Kana Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva? They're talking about something that's Vare Tame with something that's more Tame, or something that's Vare Pasol with something that's more Tame. But you're talking about something that's Tahor and Tame. Where do we see that you could do that? Right? Mashma, that he understood Rabbi Meir to be learning from Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Chanias Kana Kohanim, not from the case of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi, Om Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir, Ein Hanidin Doma Lorai, Nidin Sreifas Chomash of Pesach, Shatadam Velomim Me'elu, Ein Otoma Litvorin, Shatamei Viraya Me'im Alav. You can't compare the case of Chametz and Pesach to what you're trying to learn this halacha from, which is Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva. Al mahe idu shetuchalu mamehem zet tamei dezet tamei shlishi bakodesh tameihu barishin hu nisrafimo tameihu. In Rabbi Chanina's case, you're burning a rishon with a shlishi bakodesh. They're both tamei. But over here, even if it's tluya, even if it's only a sopik, Shema Yavo Eliyahu, Lachar Zman, the Yomer Torah Haisa. Over here, maybe Eliyahu come and tell us it was Vare Tor. The Nimshulam Afreya, Shetimu Truma B'Yadayim. Comes out that you're actually Matame Truma Tahara, right, B'Yadayim. Avapi Shituna Sreifa, but Ne Yisr Chomech, Asr Latam B'Yadayim. Where do we see that something that's Asr, but we're not sure that it's really Tame, that you could be Matame? Maybe you still have to guard it. So you can't bring a riot from what you're trying to bring a riot. And then, this is the end of the Braisa. It has nothing to do with what we're learning. It's just that this is the end of the Braisa, so the Gemara brings the end of the Braisa. Rashi, Hapigal lo tzarechacha, el mesayim ha-Braisa. Just finishing off the Braisa. Pigal, Noser, and Tame, Beshamay, Omrin, Enis, Rafim, Kahakas. You can't burn them all together. Ubeshilal, Omrin, Nisrafim, Kahakas. And Beshilal, you could burn pickled noser and tummy altogether. Rashi, a pickled van noser shall country. That tummy busser kodesh and itma, the kaimel on the peric achron, the gosru aleyen. See, Tabas say that, okay, this Rashi is, stick along. What's the difference between pickled noser and tummy? Why does a shiloh that you can burn together? So we'll learn this Rashi tomorrow. Just let's finish up the Yisrael Kadaita for Meir. Midibur Rabbi Yeshua Kohamar, Amai Mahadar Le Rabbi Yosei, Mid Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. If Rabbi Meir didn't learn this halacha from Rabbi Chanina, he learned it from Rabbi Yeshua, then why is Rabbi Yosei making it as if Rabbi Meir learned it from Rabbi Chanina? So it says, Omerle Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yosei, Lava Date, the whosover of Meir Midibri, Mid Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kohanim Komerle, Omerle Anom, Mid Rabbi Yeshua Chanina. What's it called? And Hanami, Rabbi Yossi, made a mistake. He thought that Rabbi Meir was learning it from the Chanias Kana Kohanim. In the end, Rabbi Meir told him, you're making a mistake. I wasn't referring to Rabbi Chanina. I was referring to the case of Rabbi Yeshua. And that will continue tomorrow. We'll go back over this tomorrow.